Marilyn, can you read the first word?
I don't have that page.
142?
142. Is it Kai?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Kai.
Okay.
Okay, Euthus. Apelthane. Op. Altu. Hey. Lepra. Kai. Ekatharistē. All right. Now here, Kai, what page is Kai supposed to be on? 208. All right. Would you set? Did you?
I said 206.
Okay. You're only two pages off, so that's real good. That got you an A minus. See. All right. 208. Page 208. Kai. And Kai here is what? What kind of part of speech is Kai in this verse?
Conjunction.
It's a conjunction. All right. What can it be in other places? A cumulative particle or a particle of affirmation sometimes. Yes or also. Okay. But here it's and. Euthus. This is a little adverb here. Now, Mark is writing this gospel through the eyes of Peter. Many people call this Peter's gospel. And he likes to use dramatic language because he's actually thinking in Hebrew and writing in Greek. So here it says, and immediately. He uses that word euthus many, many times. Apelthane, that's third person singular, second aorist, indicative, active. He went out. Can you describe that action, Cindy? What kind of action do we have here?
You're talking about the third person
singular? Third person singular, that's a person. Second aorist, what kind of action? Second aorist.
Not immediate, but kind of, sort of.
It's a punctiliar action with a little bit of linear ability in that. In other words, he went out. Or he departed, and immediately he departed from him the leprosy. Leprosy, lepra. Our word leprosy comes right out of the Greek. Because Greek is the father of what language? Of what terms? Medical terms. The leprosy and like the ekatharistē. Okay, ekatharistē. Tell me what makes up this verb here, Brother Roger. It's a something and a something.
Third person singular, aorist, first aorist, indicative, passive.
All right. He was cleansed. He was caused to be cleansed, literally. Now, this comes from katharizo and what else, Cindy?
Ek.
Ek means out of, and out cleansed, all right. He was cleansed. The disease, the leprosy, went from him in the ablative idea. All right, 143. Kai, embrim mesomenos, auto, euthus, ex a balen, auton. Now let's look at this. Here we have the Kai. It's on page what again? 208, if you want to write that down. You can look it up in your analytical Greek lexicon later on. Now let's look at this one. Nominative singular masculine. First aorist participle. Nominative singular masculine participle. First aorist. All right. Having charged firmly with indignation. Having charged and administered sternly with indignation to him. And then we have the word euthus again, this little adverb here. Immediately, he cast out him. He cast him out, this disease. This disease here was a demon. Do you realize that? This disease here was not a what we call a medical disease. This was a demonic disease that caused this leprosy. That caused leprosy. Now, 144. Do you got any questions concerning that? I can't tell you everything I know about it. I just know that's the way it is. All right. Can you read the first two words there, Cindy?
Kyla Gay.
Boy. Sharon.
Alto.
Roger.
Hora.
Hora. All right. Pamela. Maidene. Maiden. Apes. Ola. Hipage. Siauto. Dexon. To. Herere. Kai. Pros and Neke. Perry. Tu. Katharismu. Su. And then next page. Ha. Prosetexen. Moses, Ace, Maturion, Altois.
What's that thing with the thing over?
Which one?
Where Moses?
Oh, Moses?
What's that U with the,
like an umlaut over it?
That is just, that's kind of like borrowed from German, you know, or German borrowed that, actually German borrowed it from this. Moses. Moses. It's almost like in German. Yeah, it's like a. The German U, when you pronounce it, is how, Cindy?
E.
E? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Like Kyrios. Moses. And he says, now that comes from Lego, by the way. If you want to write Lego down below that. I was not writing the roots down here as much as I am now. Later on, this was my first gospel that I ever translated here. Let's look at that. Lego. Now conjugate that for me, would you, Cindy?
Lego.
Legace, lege, legomen, legeti, legusi, legain.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, let's do it together now. Lego. Legace, lege. Legomen, legeti, legusi, legain. All right. That's how it is. And here it's third person singular. So it lego, legace, lege. All right, legay. And he says, and keeps on saying, basically, to him. And that, what is that, Sharon? To him. That's a third person pronoun, isn't it? But now give me the case, number and gender.
Well, it would be third person. The case would be to directional,
third person masculine. Third person masculine, dative singular masculine, third person masculine. Okay? Dative singular masculine, third person pronoun, okay? Dative singular masculine. So that's in the dative case. Two. Two or four, okay? Let's say the cases again. Nominative, genitive, ablative, locative, instrumental, dative, accusative, and vocative. See, now you've got to the point now that where you need to do this a little bit in your heads. Is that helping you, Cindy?
Yeah, but I have to get instrumental.
Oh, you're getting it in there. Okay, hora. Hora. It means behold and keep on beholding. Behold and keep on beholding. That's in the imperative mode. Also, behold and keep on beholding. Not one. Nothing. Now, Maideni, it's made up of three things. May, a particle of negation. De, a weak adversative conjunction. And hini, which is a numeral. Mover, not one thing. Never, nor anything else. Maideni, maiden. Nothing, nor anything else. You may tell. Now look at that. You may tell, second person singular, subjunctive. You may tell, aorist. You may tell, but, strong adversative conjunction. Bala, you go. Second person singular, present imperative. active. You get away from here. You go. It comes from hippo and ago. Get out of here, go under, slip out. That's what it means, slip out of here. Yourself. Now here we have a reflexive third person pronominal active, or second person pronominal active, yourself. Accusative singular masculine. Second person, it says third, but it's second person. Second person pronoun. Yourself, and it's reflexive also. And then it says dexon. Dexon, we got a word index out of that. What is the index? Index points you to something else, doesn't it? Your index finger? The pointing finger, the index finger. You present right in the sight, all right? You present yourself right in the sight. Why? To prove to the priest that he is the Messiah. This is proof to the priest that he is a Messiah. It is proof to the what else? Who had to write it up? Who were the county clerks? The scribes. So the scribes and the priests were involved in here, and also the boss of the synagogue, the synagogue. So here, this whole group, and including the whole synagogue, because now this guy can come into the synagogue. Before he was banned, but now he can go in. Maybe his family were part of the synagogue, but he could never go in there because he had a demonic disease. A demonic disease. So now he can go in. Present yourself to the Heere. To Heere. And that's dative singular masculine. To the priest. And you offer an ablution. Second person singular, second aorist. Imperative active. And you offer an ablution. Offer a sacrifice. What was the sacrifice for a leper? You remember what the sacrifice for a leper was? What? Two doves. He had to bring it. That's a very, very inexpensive offering, because how much work could a leper do? He had to be totally separate from everybody else. So he's got to be poor, huh? But now somebody in his family is going to loan him enough money to go buy two turtle doves. Okay? Now the offering, what the priests are going to do, they're going to make sure he comes to them and look at him, and they inspect him, and they realize that he doesn't have leprosy anymore. But that's not enough. What else? He's got to go away for about a week and come back again and make sure he's inspected and he doesn't have leprosy again. And he's sound of mind and everything else. And then what do? They get the scribe to write a piece of paper saying the guy is cured of leprosy. Now, what was the only cure? How was the only cure of leprosy in these days?
Death.
What?
Death.
Death or what? The act of God. Did the priest finally say that he was actually curing people? Did they? Yeah, they did. They said he's curing people by the black magic of Egypt. They wouldn't admit that he was the Son of God. But all of this is for that. You make an offering, an ablution, concerning the cleansing, purification of you. Katharismo. Which he has commanded, assigned, and appointed, directed, and enjoined. It means to bring before. Moses. Moshe, as it is in Hebrew. Moses. For the purpose of, or because of, you can put down here, put down because of, and that ace there. Because of a what? A testimony, a witness, evidence. To who? Autois. That's deity, plural, masculine, third person pronoun. To them. Who's them?
Congregation. Synagogue.
The synagogue?
Priest.
Who else?
Priest.
The priests? Who else? The scribes?
All the neighbors.
All the neighbors? And not only that, but they get to go to the temple now. He gets to go to the temple now, and he brings these two turtle doves. And these two turtle doves are innocent, aren't they? Innocent as a dove, as we all say. Innocent as a lamb. We take the two innocent doves, and we get some living water. Marilyn, what kind of water is living water?
Water that isn't stagnant or standing still.
Water that isn't stagnant in a cistern or standing still.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is what? like a creek or a river, running water. It's running. Now, can you tell me how many feet that water has to run before it's purified in gravel? You remember that?
100 feet.
About 100 feet. It goes about 100 feet in gravel, and it is purified. That purifies it, because it filters it out. Gravel is a natural filter. So it goes about 100 feet. There's different terms of this, but we'll just say 100 feet. It goes 100 feet, and the water is purified. So this is what we call living water. So the priests go out, and from a stream, they get living water. Not stagnant water, not water that's standing in a pool someplace. And they get this living water, and they put it in a basin, and then they take one dove, and they pull its head, break its neck, and pull its head off and hold it while it dies, and all of its blood leaks out and pours into this basin of water until it dies. They cannot pull its head all the way off. They have to leave its head connected with skin to its body. Okay? Why?
It typifies
Christ. He was not separated. He wasn't cut up, and he wasn't beheaded or anything, was he? So it typifies Christ. And then they take the other dove, which typifies us, and they dip that dove in the water, in the living waters, and in the blood, and then they release it, and it flies away, and it's free. That's us. So they went through all of this process for this one man. Now, there were many people that they went through this process on. This is just one of them. They finally, later on, said, well, he cured these people by the dark magic that he got down there in Egypt, and by the power of the prince of demons, which is Beelzebub. And that was what we call what?
Blasphemy
of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus himself did not perform one miracle. He did it by the power of the Holy Spirit. So they were blaspheming the Holy Spirit. And that was the unpardonable sin at that time. Now, today, you can commit the unpardonable sin, and you can go to hell if you what? If you reject the wooing of the Holy Spirit and the person of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ did die for your sins, period. All of these, every one of these offerings represented Christ. 145. Hode, exelthon, exato, krusein, pola, kai, diathemizein, ton, logon, hoste, mekete, auton, deneste, phaneros, eis, pauline, I guess it ends there. Weak adversative conjunction is how it starts. Moreover. Or and. And. Nominative singular masculine. Definite article. That is describing exelthon. All right. We got a weak adversative conjunction in between the definite article and the participle it's describing. And the one having proceeded forth, having gone out, nominative singular masculine, second aorist participle active, the one having gone out. Now, exarto. Look at this, third person singular, first aorist, indicative middle voice. He began for himself, kurusein. To preach, present infinitive active. Remember, oise omen etiusiain. That's infinitive. He began to preach and to proclaim. The great opera singer Caruso's name is from this right here. And then much. This guy's happy, isn't he? He's happy because he's been saved. He's happy because he's been healed. He gets to go among humanity again, whether that's good or bad. Sometimes not so good. What before did this man have to do, Cindy, when he came up, when people came near him?
He had to yell that he was a leper.
He had to yell, unclean, unclean, unclean. And now he can say, I'm one of you. I'm one of you. Before, he was demonically possessed and diseased. But now he's one of them. But he's better than the priest. He's better than the Sadducees. He's better than the scribes. He's better than the Pharisees because he believes. And he begins to preach. Much. Many things, actually. And dia phemizein, and to proclaim. Prison and fitting act. To publish, to proclaim. Throughout is what it means. To publish and proclaim throughout. Dia means throughout. Ton logo, the word. What is the word that he's talking about? The act. What happened to him? This is what happened to me. I once was a leper and now I'm cleansed. I once was lost and now I'm saved. I was once the person that had to say unclean. Now I can just be right there and rub elbows with all of you. I can eat out of the same bowl that you ate out of, and they did. I'm a human being again now. Once I wasn't a human being, now I am. So that no longer mekete, that no longer him to be able openly unto the city. All right. Sharon, what do you have here from one... You've got that Amplified Bible. You want to come up here and read from 142 to 145 for me, please, in the Amplified Bible.
But he went out and began to talk so freely about it and blaze abroad the news, spreading it everywhere, that Jesus could no longer openly go into town but was outside in lonely desert places. But the people kept coming to him from all sides and every quarter.
All right, thank you. Now we go to the second chapter. We made it to the second chapter, Cindy. We only got 16 chapters in this book. We made a great progress tonight.
So there wasn't any consequence for him, even though Jesus told him to be quiet. Right.
Yeah.
Don't say this.
Oh, he just couldn't keep from talking.
Yeah.
He couldn't keep from talking. I think it sped him up.
there's a verse
46.
I read 46.
Okay. All right. So we need to go back and look at 46. All right. Aselathane. Allah. Exo. Op. Ep. Iremois. Topois. Ain, kai, exonto, pros auton, pontothane. And this guy, he began to go into without, out of doors. In the eremu, that's the desert. Places, in the desert places. The word topography in English comes from that word topos right there. Topography. And he kept on being, and they kept on coming toward him from all districts, from all parts, from every direction. Thank you, Cindy. I skipped over that. All right, the healing of the paralytic now, In the second chapter of the Gospel of Mark. What is this first word here, Pamela? Kai. You got that you pronounced that exactly correct. You got an A+ for that. Cindy, the next one.
Aselthone.
Yeah, right, you got it. Aselthone. And then Sharon. Pauline. All in. Okay, next one there, Brother Roger.
Oh, Ace.
Ace. And then Capharnaum. Capharnaum. Okay. D. Hemeron. Ekuse. hote en oiko esten. Now, this is in northern Galilee. This is Peter's house, where Jesus had his headquarters, basically. All right? And Peter was married, wasn't he? Now, the Catholic Church, they may say that he wasn't married. How about, they didn't say he wasn't. They said he wasn't married, didn't they, Pamela? Mm-hmm. Well, is he married? Mm-hmm. Does he have a mother-in-law? How did he get a mother-in-law if he wasn't married? And how did he get a wife if he wasn't married? Mm-hmm. All right? How did Jesus heal his wife if he wasn't married? When did all this baloney start? 1123 A.D. That's when celibacy started, and they started claiming all this about 1,000 years later. And having entered in again, ace elthon, again, look at that word ace there. Can you give me the grammatical rule for ace, Cindy?
Extension or limitation of thought or verbal action
into Capernaum. Now, how much part of Capernaum did he go into? Every part. Front, back, and sideways, and upside down. He went all through Capernaum. Kafar Nahum. That's a, what kind of a word, Brother Roger? That's a Hebrew word, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a Hebrew name.
It means
Kafar.
Kafar.
Yeah. Kafar means covering.
Okay.
Covering. Nahom. Kafar Nahom. Beloved. Mm-hmm. Beloved covering or beloved home. They loved that city. Capernaum. That's the one that we call Capernaum. They loved that city. And then here we have through. Through days, and that through, that D there is a contraction from dia, that preposition. Through of days, lots of days, hemeron. And then it says, it was heard, it was caused to be heard, that in the house. Okay, now, Sharon, what case is that in? In house. Locative, thank you very much, in-house. What else about this locative? It's locative what? How many houses? Hina, one. All right? And guess what kind of a word the house is? It's masculine. Why is the house masculine?
Because the head of the house is masculine.
Remember? Abba. The head of the house, there's a man. So the house is masculine. He is, all right, in that house he is. He keeps on being in that house. Now let's go to two. Kai, sin ex theison. Poloi, hoste mekete. Karein, mede. Ta, prostein theron. Kai, elale. Altois, ton logon. And third person plural, first aorist, indicative passive. Look at that. See that? That's sin a theson. Sin ex theson. All right. They had come together. It comes from echo, ago. All right. And or have. Together, they were assembled together. They had come together. They were assembled together. Who's assembled together? Who is assembled together?
Church.
Who is this bunch?
Well, the disciples, definitely, and
so that is the church. And what is the word for church? Ecclesia, which means one's called out, and their places are called assemblies. All right. And they were assembled together, many, so as that no longer to have room, to have capacity, present, infinitive, active, neither nor the ones toward the door. They couldn't even get in the door.
The house was full. Now, I mean, this is what we call lots of company. This is called a big party. Okay? And he kept on speaking. Laleo is what this comes from. Laleo, third person singular, imperfect indicative act. He kept on speaking. Cindy, tell me about this word, laleo. What does that mean?
Is that the one where they, put the words in the order?
That's Lego right there, but we have laleo. What's the difference between Lego and laleo? Lego means to pick out and to put words together. Okay. What does laleo mean? Huh?
Speak like a person.
What's laleo mean?
I don't know. I give up.
Sharon. I have no idea. Roger. I've been away from here too long.
Yes. Yes.
I've been away too long. Yes. How about it there, Pamela?
I guess it is. Keep on speaking.
It is that he used human form of speech.
That's what I said. He speaks like a person.
What'd you say?
I said he speaks like a person.
Oh, I did not hear that. You had it right. Oh. See, I'm also deaf now.
No, it's okay. I didn't say it very loud because I wasn't
okay.
Sure.
Just, you have to speak up now because I'm an old man and I'm deaf. He speaks like a person with human what? With human functions. The functions of the mouth, the larynx, the palate, the teeth, the tongue, all of that, and the voice box. All right. Let's go to 2 and 3. Kai Erconte, Ferontes, Pros Auton, Paralyticon, Iromenon, Hippo, Teroson, Teron, Tesseron, that is, Tesseron. All right. And they came for themselves, bearing. Look at the word pharaoh. Pharonte. It's pharaoh. Comes from pharaoh. And they're bearing. What does bearing mean? They had to lift him up and carry him. All right? They're carrying toward him paralyticon. Paralyticon. What English word do we have from this word? Paralytic. What does paralytic mean? He's paralyzed. All right? We have a quadriplegic. We have a paraplegic. And what does this say? Paralytico. What could have caused this paralysis? Could it be cerebral palsy? Could it be several diseases that we have today, or even a demonic force that caused him in his brain or his spinal cord where he couldn't move? I had my basal fracture. A horse hit me so hard he cracked my skull all the way across and broke my neck. Now that should have killed me. But I'm still wandering around 70 years later. Not 70 years later, but about 58 years later after that happened. A paralytic. He may have been a quadriplegic. He couldn't carry himself along. They had to carry him. And that says a paralyzed one. Being carried, being born, this word pharaoh here and iro are two different words. Now, pharaoh means to be carried, and then iro means to not only to pick them up. Pharaoh means to pick something up, and now we're going to transport it. He was transported. Being transported. Accusative singular motion, present participle active. Being carried by the agency of four. We have four people. Four people. Four people are carrying him. What do you think about these four people? We are not told much about them. What about them?
Must have been relatives, huh?
They had compassion. Mm-hmm. They had compassion on this guy. What else? What?
They knew about Jesus.
They knew about Jesus.
And they weren't going to take no for an answer.
And they weren't going to take no for an answer. They wanted to get to him. They needed to see Jesus because they knew that Jesus could heal this man. So let's go to 2 and verse 4 now. Kai me dinamenoe. prosanneke. Alto. Dia. Ton oklon. Apesta gasan. Tain. Stegain. Hupu. Ain. Kai exo rizantes. Colosse. Ton krabaton. Hipu. Ho paralyticos. Kata keto. And not being able to come toward. President Vidiak, to go toward. It comes from echo and pros. To come forward. Him. By the agency of or because of the crowd. Oklon. What is this oklon? How many people is this here, Brother Roger? How much is the oklos? This is accusative singular. How much is the oklos? Cindy, you remember how much the oklos is?
5,000.
5,000 plus people. So we got 5,000 people around here. Now, Valley Baptist Church maybe today might have had 5,000 to 10,000 people around here. Now, there's 5,000 people at least, 5,000 to 7,000 people at least coming toward Peter's house. And they're going to tear the house up. All right. And being able to come toward him through the because of the crowd. And then it's third person singular, first aorist, indicative, active. And to take away the roof. They took off the roof. They opened up the roof. Now, what kind of roof do you think? Maryland? When we were up in Fish Lake Valley the other day, I took you to an old smokehouse. Mm-hmm. It had rock walls, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Now, I just imagine that this house has got rock walls. But what kind of roof did that have on that old house? You remember?
Thatch.
It was a thatched roof. In other words, it had poles and limbs all across the thing, and then they put mud on top of it and sealed it somehow or another. Sometimes they'd even plant grass on top of the thing. Well, that's what we saw up there in the old smokehouse and up at the Magnet. We saw that type of roof. Now, can you dig through that roof?
Pardon?
Can you dig through that roof?
Yes.
Yes, that's what they did. They dug through the roof. Now, today, Cindy, what kind of roof do you have on your house? What is it?
Concrete tile.
Okay. Tile. Now, if you went and did that to your house, you'd have a real problem, wouldn't you? But back then, they used to go and repair these roofs all the time. But these people are really dead set on getting this man to Jesus. Now, let's see what they do. Because of the crowd, they couldn't get through the door, so they jumped up on the roof. The stegain, the roof. From where he kept on being, and they plucked apart. They plucked out and plucked apart. And they lowered, third person plural, present, indicative, active, and they lowered the krabaton. The krabaton is a stretcher. That's a stretcher. A pallet. A thick quilt that may have had limbs. Poles in it so they could carry the poles. Where the paralyticos, where the paralytic, paralyzed one, he kept on laying down. Third person singular, imperfect, indicative action. He kept on laying down. Two and verse five now. Kai edon ho esus. Tain piston. Auton lege to paralytico technon. Afiente. Si. He. Amartii. Jesus does something dramatically different than what he's done before. He does it for a purpose. Okay? He does something different. Marilyn, does he heal the man? Right here.
Yeah.
No. He doesn't. Didn't say he healed the man. What's it say here? And seeing the Jesus, the faith of them, he says to the paralyzed one, child, technon. What does technon mean, Brother Roger?
Live birth.
A live birth. You're a child. Child. They are sent away. They are dismissed from you the sins. What was more important? Healing him or saving him? Saving him. So now the man has said, your sins are sent away. What does the priest say? The priests are around here, aren't they? There's a whole bunch of them now. There's a lot of priests around here. A lot of scribes, a lot of Pharisees, a lot of Sadducees, and Herodians, and Sicarii. All this group is around there. Maybe some Romans hanging around. And what do they see? They see Jesus telling them, this man, that his sins are forgiven. Now let's see what happens. They kept on being eison, de, tines, ton, grammation, eke, kathimenoi, kai, dialogizomenoi, entes, cardias, auton. And there kept on being some of the scribes. Who are the scribes? The county clerks, they are the recorders. They're the ones that are writing all of these certificates of wellness for these people that is healing. Now, they had seen, well, they already met this guy that had a leprosy, didn't they? Now, this guy is paralyzed. Now, Jesus is showing that through the Spirit of God, he's able to heal all manners of weakness and sickness and sins. All right? If Jesus hadn't died on the cross of Calvary, would this word be true? What he said here? Your sins are sent away? How were our sins forgiven? By Christ. So Jesus knew he was going to go to the cross. He knew it was going to happen. He saw himself die from eternity past on the cross of Calvary. Did he not? Mm-hmm. All right? So he knew he was going to do this. And so he said, your sins are forgiven. They are sent away. We're our sins are forgiven because of what Christ did on the cross of Calvary. We're justified, dikaiosine, because of his resurrection, anastasia. And they kept on being some of the scribes, the grammation. What word do we have out there, grammation? What English word? Grammar or grammarians. These are the ones that could read and write. They're in that place, sitting. Nominative, plural, masculine, present, participle, active, sitting. And dialogizomenoi. And debating. Among the hearts of them. Okay, what is the word heart? Where is your heart? Where is your heart? What heart are we talking about? The one that's pumping? No. What is your heart, Pamela?
It's your soul.
Soul. That's good. You got A plus. That's the soul. In the souls of them, they kept on debating. In their souls. T. Altois. Hutos. Lale. Blaspheme. Tis dinete. Afine. Hamartias. Ame, ace, ho, theos. All right. Now they're correct. They are correct in what they're saying here. I want you to understand that. Who is able to forgive sins? God alone. God only. He's able to forgive sins. Why this person, this one, this nominative singular masculine present, this nominative singular masculine demonstrative pronoun, this one right here, near here, hutos, this one, thus, in this manner, he speaks. See that word lale there? That means to speak with human faculties. He speaks blasphemies, blaspheme. He blasphemes. Third person singular, present indicative, active. That's a serious charge now. Who is able? Who is able? Third person singular. Who is he is able to forgive, present infinitive active, to send away sins? Except. Ame. Except one the God. Were they right? Absolutely. But who is standing here amongst them? This is John 1:14. Kaho Logos Sarxageto, and the Jehovah flesh he became and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten from the side of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is Jehovah of the Old Testament. This is the one that passed over Egypt. This is Jehovah. This is the one that struck all of those that were not covered by the blood. This is the one. Is there a death angel in Egypt? No. Uthamiah. It's Jehovah that passed over, not the death angel. Okay? 2 and verse 8 now. 2 and 8. Kai, Uthas, Epigus, Epignus, Ho, Esus, To, Numati, Autu, Hote, Hutos, Dialogos onte, En, Hiautois, Lege, Autois, Ti, Tata, Dialoges este, In tais cardia simon. And immediately. There's that word again. He loves that word, doesn't he? Use that word a lot. You ever seen anybody use a certain figure of speech all the time? Yeah. That just stuck with that's. This is Mark's little idiosyncrasy. Uses, uses, uses. Immediately, immediately, immediately. Let's just see the action. And immediately. Having known thoroughly, nominative singular masculine present, or second aorist participle active, to know and understand, page 237, Thayer's book, his lexicon, to thoroughly understand the Jesus, the Savior. Remember what Jesus or Yahshua means? Jehovah saves in the spirit of him. That, or because, thus, in this way, they debated, or reasoned, third person plural, present indicative middle voice, they reasoned for themselves in, within themselves, in their hearts, in their souls. And he says to them, Ti tata, why these things? Ye reason, second person plural, present, indicative, middle voice. Why are you doing this for yourself? What is involved in here? This is volition, isn't it? Is volition in here? All right, that dangerous gift of volition. In the cardias, what word do we have in English comes from this word? Cardiac, cardiology. Cardiology means the study of the heart. Cardiac, the heart. Cardiac arrhythmia. Cardia infarction. All of these words come from that. The hearts of you all. And he asked them tenderly and with compassion, why do you do this? Why? Jesus looked over at Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, why? Didn't you come to me as I called you as a mother hen does her baby chickens, but you would not come? You would not come. You would not come. And then verse 2 and 9, and that's where we're going to quit tonight. Do you have any questions on any of this? Okay. T. Eston. Euko po teron. Epain. To paralytico. Afiente. Su. He. Hamartie. Epain, egere, kai, iron, ton, krabaton, su, kai, peripate. Uh-oh, now they're really in trouble. This is really trouble. Now they're going to accuse Jesus of causing man to sin. After he said his sins are forgiven, and he said you're going to say that you cause this man to sin. And he said, what? It is easier, more feasible, comparatively, to say, present infinitive active, to say to the paralyticon, to the paralyzed one, they are sent away, they have been sent away of you, the sins. Or, to say, you raise up, arise, and you carry, you bear, you take. This word iron, remember they were bearing him along. He said, you carry along the kraboton, your stretcher of you, and walk about. Do a walk about. Now, you couldn't walk before, but now you can. All right. Do you have any questions at all? So we went from one what? One forty-two to two nine. What is this day? Is this the 20th?
It is.
The 20th.
You know, it sort of feeds into their thought that if you were sick, you did something wrong. That you sinned.
Yes, or absolutely.
Your family sinned, or somebody.
Somebody. If you were born blind, then your mother and father sinned. Something was wrong. If you had any kind of illness, if you had any type of detriment to your health at all, it was something you did wrong. So now Jesus tells this man, and they're standing around here, they're thinking this, that who sinned, him or his mother or father, or what happened here? And all of a sudden he says, your sins are forgiven. Woo! That can't be done. How can he say your sins are forgiven? And then he says, what is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or get up and walk about? And so he says that to him, and he gets up and he begins to walk about, and we'll go back there next week. We'll see that. And then they accused him of causing this man to deliberately break the Sabbath, which was a death penalty. Oh, you've made this man a number one worst enemy. Now, before he was this paralyzed, but now you've made him a bad person. You've turned him into a lawbreaker. And of course, to break the Sabbath was a death penalty, capital punishment. You made him commit a capital crime. Cindy, you got any questions? No. It's good to see you here and to be back with you guys. I'll be here next weekend. And hopefully, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. I have to stay alive that long. Anything? Family, you got any questions? Did you learn something tonight?
Yeah.
All right. Are you learning the grammar a little better? Is that helping you understand the grammatics of this book? The grammar. And we're covering quite a little bit of ground, too.
I just want to say something. When I went to Capernaum, they have a place, and they say it's Peter's house.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you can kind of look down on it, and it's smaller than this room.
Yes.
It's not.
The foundation is still there.
Yeah, and you can actually look at it. It's like two rooms, and
yeah.
it's not very big for 5,000 people.
They were all around
And
listening. And guess what? It was a miracle that they could hear every word he was saying. Remember when Jesus went out and got in a boat and went out there so all of that whole people could hear him? There was 15, 20,000 people. How long do you think Valley Baptist would meet if they didn't have all of these speakers where they could hear the speaker speak? But Jesus did it, didn't he? Were they even looking at that they were able to hear what this man said? That's a miracle in itself. But they did. They heard what he said. All right. Anything else? Marilyn, you got anything to say?
No.
All right. What?
On the way home.
Oh, on the way home. Okay. All right. She always says that. Cindy, you want to dismiss us in prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. It's great to get back together again and listen to your word. It's so easy to forget when we're not doing this on a consistent basis, exactly what you have to say to us. So I just thank you for Jim, and thank you that he can continue to do this for us. Just pray that you would be with them as they travel back and forth and try to establish their new life. Please be with us during this week and keep us safe. And Lord, if at all possible, please let it rain. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We need rain, don't we?
Amen for rain.